Ryan Drago, we started, first time we saw you tonight, you're part of this new reality show, Ring Rules. Had a battle royal to determine, I guess, the first leader or whatever it was, and that ends up being a certain Dan Walsh.
Ah, yes, the Danimal, the Danaconda, the Danimal's fruit yogurt as well. He actually sponsored that. I don't know if you're aware of that. He was one of the original inventors. I must say that I was not expecting this evening. I mean, I thought we were going to go out there, we were going to be cordial, be introduced, you know, let you know we are the individuals you'll be watching within the confines of this program, and instead it was a match, which I'm always up for. As you could tell, I was doing my Hindu push-ups preparing for the match. Not unlike a significantly less girthy Stephen J. Girthy, if you've seen him lately. He's very fit. I commend him for his hard work and exceptional effort within the confines of the gym. A man after my own personal credo of excellent physical good God. I have been stammered by the sheer glory of Girthy's fitness. If you get a chance to speak to him, tell him so. He will be impressed.
I will do that. But you had a match, and I guess part of this ring rules is whoever the leader is, I guess, can make matches or something. He put you against Iceman, including the dance-off. Iceman's famous little dance-off. You brought out a little help with Lucy Mendez. And, of course, Iceman going for a sneak attack. You were ready for it. You also proceeded to make him tap out.
Yes, this is something Iceman might not have been prepared for. You see, the mistake many people have made in this dance-off is that they have turned their back on Iceman. I did not. I faced Iceman, and he foolishly still chose to attack me. I could see that coming, a mile away. And, as we all know, when one is as burning with the fighting spirit as I am, it's inevitably going to melt ice. Ha ha!